Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show tonight. It's Radio One Talk, and our guest tonight is Professor Anne-Marie van den Busche. She's teaching linguistics at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf, Germany. Welcome, Ms. van den Busche.
Thanks a lot. Good evening to everyone.
So, I hear you're an expert in the field of idiomatic expressions, especially English and German ones. What do you find interesting about them?
First of all, it's quite amazing that there are many expressions that are nearly the same in German and English. For instance, let's see, you all know the proverb to not see the forest for the trees?
Sure.
It's the same in German, you know. We say, den Wald vor lauter Bäumen nicht sehen.
All right, even my rusty German skills would be enough to translate that. So, what about the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
Yeah, I like that one.
So, let me try. You would say, der Apfel fällt nicht weit von die Baum?
Mm-hmm. There's only one difference. We don't say Baum, we say Stamm, which means trunk. But you were very close.
Jackpot! Now I'd like to say hello to my former German teacher, Mrs. Meyer. I hope you're listening. See? I did learn something in your class. It wasn't all for the birds.
That's actually another interesting one. We tend to use different animals for proverbs, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you could say it's for the birds. Germans say it's for the cat.
The cat?
Yeah. Etwas ist für die Katz. When something is worthless or useless, like inedible leftover food, you feed it to the cat.
And we feed it to the birds. So I guess it's kind of a vegetarian approach.
Yes. Andere Länder, andere Sitten.
Other countries, other
customs. But this one can't be translated directly as well. The English equivalent would be, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Ah, interesting. So that's not very obvious. Since we are already talking about Rome, what about Rome wasn't built in a day? I use that one quite often.
That one's easy. It's the same in German. Rom wurde nicht an einem Tag erbaut.
I like the obvious ones. So, do you have some other easy examples?
That would be boring, wouldn't it?
No.
I'll give you another difficult one, and you have to guess the English equivalent, all right?
You really want me to learn something, huh? That's the professor talking. Okay, hit me.
Let's see. Du bist auf dem Holzweg. I guess that's really the case right now.
Du bist auf... That's clear. You are on... you are on the wooden path? What could that mean? Maybe the wood is rotten, so it's dangerous to use that path? To be in danger?
Your translation is correct, but the idiom is more complex. I told you, no more easy ones. The expression originates from the early wood industry when lumberjacks still used horses to transport the trunks through the forest. The trunks, which were consistently dragged through the ground, created a new path. The latter could easily be confused with the real path, except it didn't lead anywhere but to the place where the tree had been cut down.
Well, that's interesting, but I still don't know what it means.
If I say, du bist auf dem Holzweg, it means that you're completely wrong about something, like you're going in the wrong direction.
Ah, I see. All right then, I'm afraid our time is nearly over.
Alles Gute hat einmal ein Ende.
Ah, exactly. All good things come to an end. These are the words that complete tonight's show. Thanks for coming here, Ms. van den Busche. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Good night, everyone.